year, because that's called Shilfishain Meister Biyomtif. Doesn't want to take off Meister on Yomtif. Yeah. Lefikos, therefore, Dimul Biyasam Vatisha Bielvit has said, this man is due a day earlier. Rabbi Meir holds Biyachad Bielul Rosh Hashanah Lamaisa Beima. This is a new thing. This is Midiraisa. What's called the new year, that the animals that are born from now on are in the new Cheshbon, but you can't put them together from last year's. So Rabbi holds Biyachad Bielul, the first day of Elul, that's the Rosh Hashanah Lamaisa Beima. So animals that are born before Elul and the animals that are born after Elul, you can't put the two together. Benazi has a doubt whether the Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh Elul or whether it's Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So therefore, he says that the animals that are born on the month of Elul, it's a suffix, which year it goes after. Therefore, you can only take Maisa if you have 10 born that month. As the animals that are born on Elul, you take off Maisa by itself. Now, Kol HaNalodim Miyechad B'Tishrei Ad Esrim B'Tisha B'Elul, like that's what we hold that the Rosh Hashanah for Maisa Beimo is on Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So if any animal that's born from the first day of Tishrei until the next year of the 29th day of Elul is a Re'elum Mitzdarfin. That's all called 1 year, because the year is from Echad B'Tishrei until the next Echad B'Tishrei. What's going to be Chamish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah? Let's say 5 animals were born to you before Rosh Hashanah. The Chamish Yachar Rosh Hashanah 5 after Rosh Hashanah is Einu Mitzdarfin. You can't put the two together. What's going to be? Why? Because it's like Chodesh V'Yoshin. We had before. It's Chodesh and Yoshin. You can't put the two together. What's going to be Chamish Lefnei HaGoyrin? 5 is before the Goyrin. Means these Zmanim Midrabonim. 5 were born to you before Pesach. The Chamish Yachar Rosh Hashanah 5 were born after Pesach. Harelu Mitzdarfin. These are only Zmanim Midrabonim. So if you didn't have enough to take off Maisa by Pesach, then after Pesach another 5 were born to you, you could put the two together. Then it comes Shuas Na'ilad Chiv to take off Maisa. Im came if so, Loma Nemru Sholosh Geronis LaMaisa Beima. What Shan the Rabbon and what did they make up these 3 Zman for? It's like this, that Shad Shlohigiyah HaGerim before comes these times before Pesach is Mutalim Chav Lishchet. If you want to, you could sell your animals or you could shech them even before you took off Maisa Beima. There's no way to eat it. But the Giyah HaGerim, once it comes this time, the Rabbanan said to take off Maisa Beima. Now with the Rabbanan, the din is Lo Yishchot. You're not allowed to shech your animals until you take off Maisa Beima. But Vim Shochet, let's say you did shech it without taking off Maisa Beima, the Maisa still you potter, because only din the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan didn't give any knas. So if it's potter, you're allowed to delete it. Something more says, Maish not los. How come they picked these 3 times? Why did the Rabbanan say 3 different times take off your Maisa Beima? Soma Rabba Bashelo is Lekabel Churfi V'Afli V'Kaiti. Mashma, 3 different times of the year that the animals give birth. Because some animals give birth early, that's the first time, that's by Pesach. Then there's V'Afli, the ones give birth a little bit later, that's by Shavuos. And V'Kaiti, that's the real late ones, they're finished all, they gave birth already by Sukkos. That's how we have these 3 times. U'mayishna Bahani Zimni, why these times? Omar Rav Tanchum, Bered Rav Chia, Ish Kvaraku, Kidei, Shetehei Behema, Mitsuya Lele Regolem. Like, why did the Rabbanan pick these times, which they have to do right before the Gimel Regolem, before Pesach, before Shavuos, before Sukkos, in order that the Rabbanan wants you to have a lot of animals around for the Gimel Regolem. So therefore, people know that when it comes to ready, like the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they can't just shech their animals. They have to first take off Maisa Beima. So it takes time for you to do it. So if so, people hold their animals around and they'll have animals for Yom Tif. So therefore, they're going to pick these times before Yom Tif. That's when you should take off your Maisa Beima, in order that the animals will always be around. Yeah. Like I said, it's not like we learned that actually Giyagurim before comes this time, Mutalim Chalishka. If you want, you can sell your animals, you can check them. But, no, this is a question now. There's a question. Even though we learned that before comes the Zman, you're allowed to sell it, but still, Nichalet Lestavit Mitzvah Mamayna, Vahode Lizvim Blechel, there's still people want to do mitzvahs. So if even there were a lot of sells or shechted before the Zman, but they know when it becomes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, that's the Zman to take off Maisa Beima. Therefore, from before that already, people won't shech their animals, they'll stop holding it around, and when it comes Pesach time, there'll be plenty of animals, whether it's to bring for Korban, whether it's Tam Tit for Basi Yom Tif, so we'll have around. All right, yeah, we'll stop here.